Monday, February 1st, Board of Corrections, Board of Equalization, and Board of Commissioners meetings.
Call the meeting to order. We're going to stand and say the pledge for the board. If we're going to go into Board of Corrections.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible.
Okay. Current copy of the Open Meeting Act is posted on the west wall near the entrance of the boardroom for anyone that cares to read it. Can you call roll, please?
Scott?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Dick?
Yes.
I'll make a motion to excuse Commissioner Rohde and Commissioner Gomez.
I will second that.
Okay, we got a first and a second. Anyone to call roll, please?
Rick?
Yes.
Dick?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes. Okay, we're going to consent agenda items. We're going to approve the minutes for the previous January 4th of 2016.
Second.
Okay, I got a second. Call roll, please.
Dick?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Okay, new business. Sheriff Kleinberg.
Report's not complete. The financials from ICE, TIA, we didn't get them numbers soon enough. I'm sure Michelle's got them by now. Marshall's just came in, so that's not complete on there. 85th, 7. Total in-house, we're still doing good on the budget. Oh, he didn't get that. Well, under budget, so that's good. That 60% last year and this year, we're currently at 50%, so we're 8% under.
93.2, that's, I suppose that's pretty average, right? I mean, usually, isn't it wintertime? Or no, summertime usually gets a little bit more.
Well, see, I kind of disagree, because usually in the summertime is when you have all the trouble, and by the time they get sentenced, it's when we've got, our problem right now is we're so full of females. We've got
that's what I heard.
Our work release full. We just got rid of two of them today, so we're down to, I think it was 38. We got some farmed out into work release. We took the
bulk of them, just all shoplifters, I assume.
We got rid of one per judge order today. Did you? Perfectly. Yep. Didn't. Oh, no, she's here. She's here. As a matter of fact, that particular gal, her due date is the day she gets out.
There's nothing more that I find alarming, you know, when we would go through and see...
Oh, God. Sorry about that.
See a pregnant woman in there. I mean, that's just...
Especially that pregnant.
Well, and they're so expensive, too. That...
Long night last night. We ended up guy in a hostage situation in South Sioux until wee hours. Got him out. Got him down to the jail. I said, he's... Yeah. Don't accept him. Well, I didn't...
So then you have to.
I wasn't going to accept him. It was South Sioux EPC, but he's been hanging out with some... All right now. I think he went in front of the judge today, so...
Sad situation.
Yeah, kind of tired.
Okay, well, it looks like...
We're in the process of upgrading some of the cameras in there. By one, we're doing it. They're a lot clearer. And this morning, I finally got the courthouse cameras come up on our camera system. So we can monitor courthouse, court, well, the outside the courtrooms, the outside. That's good.
So on your screen over there, do you have to, with all the cameras that we added on your screens... They're not up, right? The cameras, do you got to, like, push a button to get them to come up over here? Or, I mean, it's being recorded, I understand it. If somebody was in here or whatever the case may be, you can go back and look at the... Mm-hmm. But when they're looking at it, the screen, the courthouse is not up there, right?
As of today, it is.
It is.
Yeah. So, as we go through, when Comtrol comes to do the upgrade on the intercom system, we changed some of the monitors around in the... Master control, so they can be watching what's going on in the courthouse also. Eventually get the panic alarms hardwired back the way the radio right in master now. They can talk right to little by little it's going on, but we're all growing together now. So,
okay. Any other questions or not? Thank you, Sheriff.
All right. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Okay. Is there any corrections committee reports? Mail emergency or business? Any public comment? Not, we will adjourn the Board of Corrections. I'll turn it over to Rick for the Board of Equalization.
We're going to open up the Board of Equalization meeting, and current copy of the Open Meeting Act is posted.
Rick?
Yes.
Dick?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes. I guess I'll make a motion to excuse Bill Rohde and...
I will second that.
Bill Rohde.
Dick?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Okay. Agenda items, any individual item of the previous minutes of January 19th.
So moved.
Scott Love.
Second.
Second by Dick McNair.
Scott?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Dick?
Yes.
Going to go into new business. Assessor Jeff Curry present to board. a list of applicants and recommendations for exempt, non-exempt status, premises 451, according to...
I gotta walk that down for you.
I got it. There we go.
So the handout is, the first two pages are the list of the people who actually applied for permissive exempt. You'll see their names, the property ID. The last three pages are just for your guys' information. It's kind of the, I got three things. I got one from Title III Relations. It says about what you need to, actual 77202 bullet points of what they would need. Last page, actually the instruction page that sits on the, so when they fill out the 451, we turn it over to the instruction. So we don't need, I don't need action, I guess, from the board today. This is to meet a February 1st, the people who have applied. February 4th, in prior to the board to be able to make.
I got a question for you here.
Yeah.
You've got the apostles of the two hearts, you got a yes, and then you got them again with a no, and it says owner.
Yeah, that one there is the... One in town, they actually last year, they still don't own that. That's still under ownership. They do for everything else. Use and worked with them last year. We actually really got involved in this. So technically, they still have until they can get it taken care of. But as of right now, they hadn't got that one done yet. I think there's a couple on there that are, I think they only have three right now that would be no. Two of them are based on that. They don't own the building, that new Sioux Lane Community Health Center. But they, from a use standpoint, they qualify a lot of ways, too. But that kind of limits us on approving that big lot off of G Street under Primera Iglesia Bautista Hispanic. They came in, I think, last year, and we approved. This is the following year. They still haven't started. So those would be the only three. Again, all three of them can be rectified. We'll be able to sit down and talk with them.
So you just needed to give us this, there's no...
Yeah, and that way you guys have the list, have what my initial recommend or what my recommendations are.
So once it's in the paper, then you'll come back the next meeting, and then we'll...
I'll set up a follow-up meeting with you guys, go through them each one at a time.
Okay.
And hopefully by then I get a chance to talk to
them
on it. Yep, that's it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any miscellaneous? Commissioner Reports, emergency business, public comment.
Okay. Well, we're going to go into the Board of Commissioners. Copy of the opening meeting in the west entrance. Everyone in attendance to view. Will you call?
Scott?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Dick?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Dick?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes. Consent agenda items. January 18th and 19th and 20th. I went through. Need a motion.
I'll make a motion to.
Okay. Call roll.
Scott?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Dick?
All right, new business. We got the board to discuss and approve the bid replacing carpet in the offices, office, district judge, jury room, hallways, and the clerk's district.
I think Sheree's got the three bids there.
Three.
All right, Magic Carpet and Drapery, Angle. His bid is a total of $1,140. Curry, $543.
Okay, there's the three bids, Magic Carpet, Curry, and Nova Carpet.
Rick Jensen had them bid the carpet squares also, and that's what all three of them bid. Tear out, Magic Carpet's a...
Yeah, it definitely needs to be done. I know Kim's office is probably the worst up there. I mean, the carpet's been there, I bet you.
Well, since Sheree was there 30 years ago.
Well, it's old. We know it's old. We know that Ken has tape up there on certain areas, and I know it needs to be done. I was thinking about the budget and looking at it. I guess with the budget year, what we're doing next door on the south side.
And we got a hazard up there, too.
It
one
is.
Of these gals are going to hook a toe in that carpet that's shredded out up there, and they're going to, or the judge or anyone.
I know it's a lot of money, but it needs to be done, and... I don't think any of us...
And it has been up there for 25 years, at least.
Sheriff Mike, he's going to live to be a long time, I guess.
I make a motion to accept the bid from Magic Carpet at $16,148.
Dick. Cole.
Rick?
Yes.
Dick?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes. Okay, so I don't know what their formality is or when they're going to finally start, and I know that there's going to be a lot of moving, and it's going to. That's probably the fun part of all of it.
I know that the judge kind of wants a couple, 2-3 weeks to get all planned. I don't know if he's going to duff around on his deal.
That's when all the books are coming down. that what they're going to do is just walk through? It seems like it's a lot of extra work to handle them. We got a great plan. Whoever doesn't want them. Out the window.
Yeah. The bookshelves and stuff like that, there's some value there. I know someone might want a library or something like that. Let's just move them over there.
So we'll get with Rick Jensen, let him know to contact.
Yeah, and just let Kim and the judge take care of it. It's going to have to work around their schedule.
Yeah.
Preferably Friday, Saturday, and a Sunday, those guys can move in there.
I'm going to move all the equipment out. I mean, all their desks and everything. I guess that's my question.
The carpet layer, I believe, is going to do some of that, but I think they're going to have to have...
That sheriff?
Can we get a few people? Some inmates?
I mean, you know, I'll just give you an example. Back in the Terry day, you know, there were certain guys, would do outside work, you know, if they were, you know, simple offenders. Yeah. The other thing you got to remember, this is what I would do. When it comes to those desks, you might want to call in, you know, Office Solutions or some of those people. That stuff, when you start tearing those desks apart, it's easy to tear them apart, and you go to put them back together, and that's when the problems all happen. Something to look at. Have them seriously.
Yeah.
We'll just have to coordinate it. We'll coordinate everything. So, all right. That's easy enough. All right. Let's move on to three. Item three, we got miscellaneous. Obviously, we got the Fred Kellogg, the Highway Superintendent Road Report. Fred is on holiday. I know he left a copy, Sheree did here, for everyone to look at. It's pretty simple, the overtime hours. Projects, the courthouse, obviously there was 153 hours. I know they were down here. And all the debris from the walls on the south side. Snow removal, 169 hours. Gravel hauling, 21. Very little fiber, 170th Street for grading. Drive some gravel and then the snow removal.
And I want everybody to be prepared. We are going to have a very tough spring with our roads. Saturated and the weather.
It's going to be ugly. I mean, just look at the last 45-degree days that we've had. It's done to roads. I mean, it's terrible. And then, of course, it's going to freeze in.
And you might as well know it. Every bend in my area, in your area, be moving here pretty shortly.
And the guys need to be mindful of that.
Hang right.
I'm moving corn myself, and right now I move it in the morning when the ground is frozen. Hit a couple loads early, and then I quit.
Yeah. Well, you're conscious about it. A lot of people aren't. They don't care.
Well, they don't get chewed out.
Right, right. Yeah. Okay, well, thanks, Fred, for the road report, wherever you're at, in Hawaii somewhere. Okay, then we'll go to miscellaneous B. We got a board to appoint or reappoint the Planning and Zoning Board members in a geographical area of Village Rural of Homer, to Rural Dakota City, and then Jackson to a three-year term, February 2016. To Tony, obviously, is not here today. He's in Lincoln, but he did give. I think everybody has a copy of what their recommendations were.
No.
No. Okay. I have a copy. Okay, I can tell you what their recommendations were. You got Joe O'Neill, Monona Boulevard, Jackson. Harold Mose, Homer, Nebraska, H Avenue. And Christy, is it Hinges? Christy Hinges, and she lives in the city. That was their recommendation at their last meeting. There's your three applicants.
Who was the other one after Joe O'Neill?
Yeah.
Mose.
Harold Mose.
Harold Mose.
Harold Mose. Yeah, on H. Avenue and Homer. Last one was Christy's. Do you know her?
Were they the only applicants we had, or that's just...
Maybe Sheree knows that?
I'm Christy. I just know her a little bit.
What Tony's note is, or what Sheree's note here is, it says, Scott, Tony, that Planning and Zoning Committee recommends these three individuals at the 2-1-16 meeting. And I don't know if they... He did call me and tell me that they did. And I said, well, I got it from Sheree. So he's
the other two, but I don't know. That was his job. They had a board come up with it.
That's why we delegated to them for recommendations and to pleasure. Anyone?
I'll make a motion to a better.
Right, I'll second that.
For the appointed team. That a long time. That meant 20. Call roll, please.
Dick?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Okay, we're going to four. We'll go to Commissioner Committee Reports.
I went to a meeting Monday. Ho-Chunk was there and was on some of the streets and stuff that are also
talked to a banker today, and he said that the sooner it gets moving, the better off everyone's going to be. So we're on schedule.
Mm-hmm. I went to RCMB last year. They took in higher collection was $14,320,292. Got a convention coming up in
that one?
No, because that'll be Dick Lychek. He goes.
Him and I go them. Dick, my neighbor way back when.
Yeah.
He never changes, does he?
No, life is getting pretty bad. But we cover for him.
Buildings and grounds on my end. I know that the guys on the south side, they've gotten all the walls knocked down. I know they're both on holiday now, and I know that Leon's been cleaning some things up. The road department, that's where a lot of those hours came from,
right,
that they were over here cleaning up, like I said earlier, on the road work. But other than that, I know I got some meetings here coming up this week. Anything else? If not, we'll go to Mel or emergency business. None there. We'll go to public comment. Deanna, the weather's going to be bad, right?
Rising, wind will.
I probably should have did the emergency business with you, but that's okay. Thank you for your report. Okay, if there's no public comment, meeting adjourned, and I guess our next regular meeting of the commissioners will be on Tuesday. We got another holiday?
Yeah.
The 16th, February 16th. So what's Monday? What's that?
President's
Day. Okay. Well, Tuesday the 16th is our next meeting then.
Good night.
Easy enough. Thank you, everyone.